Good morning. It's March 20th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a digital age where the line between reality and enhancement often blurs, a photograph of Queen Elizabeth II and her grandchildren, taken by Princess Catherine, has sparked controversy after being digitally altered. This incident sheds light on the complex interplay between public perception, technology, and the royal family's image management. Getty Images recently disclosed that a photograph shared on the Wales joint Instagram account, captured by Princess Catherine, was modified in 8 distinct places. This revelation follows a separate incident where an image of Kate and her children was removed from public viewing for failing to meet editorial standards. The edited portrait of the late Queen Elizabeth II with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, released by Buckingham Palace last April, has since become a focal point of debate and speculation. The alterations have fueled public scrutiny and conspiracy theories, particularly concerning the whereabouts of Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, following her recent surgery. Despite being spotted at a farm shop near Windsor, speculation has been rampant, with some even questioning the authenticity of a video showing Kate and Prince William due to its low resolution. In response to the blurry footage, some conspiracy theorists have turned to AI photo enhancing software in hopes of clarifying the image. However, these attempts have led to inconsistent and often inaccurate results, highlighting the limitations of AI technology in accurately processing low-resolution images. The situation underscores the importance of understanding the capabilities and limitations of AI in image recognition and serves as a cautionary tale about the potential for misinformation in the digital age. In a galaxy far, far away, Disney Plus has just dropped the official trailer for its highly anticipated Star Wars series, The Acolyte, setting the stage for a premiere date of June 4, 2024. This new addition to the Star Wars saga, crafted by Leslie Headland, transports viewers to the waning days of the High Republic era, introducing a storyline filled with intrigue, mystery, and the dark shadows of the Force. The Acolyte follows the journey of Jedi Master Saul as he delves into the perplexing murder of several Jedi, with clues pointing towards his former Padawan, Mei, as the prime suspect. This narrative promises to enrich the Star Wars universe by exploring new dimensions of the Jedi Order and hinting at the ominous rise of the modern Sith. Adding to the allure, the series is described as a blend of the fantastical and the martial, drawing inspiration from Wuxia martial arts films and presenting a unique mix described as Frozen meets Kill Bill. This fresh take aims to captivate fans with its innovative storytelling and complex characters, including the introduction of a Wookiee Jedi Master. The Acolyte's production journey took it to the scenic landscapes of Portugal, specifically to the enchanting Fenal Forest and the rugged coastlines of Portimonense in Madeira. These locations, chosen for their breathtaking beauty, not only serve as the backdrop for this epic tale, but also spotlight the region's potential as a prime destination for film productions. As the trailer leaves fans on the edge of their seats, The Acolyte promises to be a mysterious and thrilling addition to the Star Wars franchise. With its premiere set for June 2024, the countdown to uncovering the secrets of the High Republic and the dark forces at play has officially begun. In a bold move that blurs the lines between genres, Beyoncé has unveiled her latest project, Cowboy Carter, a testament to her artistic evolution and a nod to her complex relationship with the country music industry. This announcement not only captivates fans but also sparks conversations about genre, race, and artistic freedom in music today. Born from a place of exclusion, Cowboy Carter is Beyoncé's response to the unwelcoming arms of the country music genre. Despite her global acclaim, Beyoncé faced barriers that inspired this deeply personal project. It's a narrative that's all too familiar in the music industry, yet Beyoncé's approach is not one of defeat, but of determination and hope. She envisions a future where race is irrelevant in music, a goal that Cowboy Carter aims to champion. Over 5 years in the making, Cowboy Carter is a labor of love that delves into the roots of country music. Beyoncé's journey into the genre's history is not just an artistic exploration, but a mission to unite and amplify voices. The album, set to drop on March 29th, promises surprise collaborations that are sure to intrigue and excite listeners. Beyoncé's impact on country music cannot be understated. As the first Black woman to top the Hot Country chart, she's already paved the way for a more inclusive music scene. With Cowboy Carter, Beyoncé is not just releasing an album, she's making a statement and, potentially, history. Her efforts to push beyond the boundaries of genre and race in music are commendable. And Cowboy Carter is poised to be a significant milestone in her illustrious career. In a move that bridges the gap between internet fame and traditional media, YouTube sensation MrBeast announces a partnership with Amazon to bring Beast Games to screens worldwide. This collaboration aims to set a new benchmark in the world of competitive entertainment, promising a spectacle unlike any other. MrBeast, also known as Jimmy Donaldson, is not just stepping into the role of a host, but will also executive produce Beast Games. The show is an ambitious project, featuring over 1,000 contestants vying for a grand prize of $5 million. It's set to be an exclusive offering on Prime Video, reaching audiences in more than 240 countries and territories. Drawing inspiration from his own YouTube series, MrBeast promises that Beast Games will be insane and 20 times better than what fans have seen on his channel. With complete creative control granted by Amazon, he aims to showcase the potential of YouTubers and creators on diverse platforms. However, he also shares a word of caution for aspiring creators about the precarious journey to success, advising against making hasty decisions like dropping out of school or quitting jobs. This announcement comes at a time when the GTA 6 trailer has just surpassed MrBeast's record for the most YouTube views in a single day. It's a reminder of the constantly evolving landscape of digital content and the potential for internet personalities to make significant impacts beyond their original platforms. In a galaxy not so far away, a high-stakes battle unfolds within the Empire of Disney as George Lucas, the visionary creator of Star Wars, steps into the fray. Lucas has publicly thrown his support behind Disney CEO Bob Iger amidst a shareholder battle spearheaded by activist investor Nelson Peltz, aiming to shake up the board's composition. As Disney's largest individual shareholder, Lucas's voice carries significant weight. He has urged fellow shareholders to stand with him in re-electing the current directors, signaling his confidence in the leadership that brought his own creation, Lucasfilm, into the Disney fold. This endorsement comes at a critical time, as Peltz, with the support of notable figures like former Marvel Entertainment CEO Ike Perlmutter and ex-Disney CFO Jay Rasulo, seeks to unseat two of Disney's board directors at the upcoming shareholder meeting. Lucas's backing of Iger is not without merit. He highlights the triumphs under Iger's leadership, including the acquisition of Lucasfilm, which has since birthed a new era for Indiana Jones and Star Wars, with multiple successful movies and TV series. This move underlines Lucas's belief in Iger's vision and understanding of the Disney legacy and its future potentials. The unfolding drama encapsulates a broader struggle over the direction of Disney, especially in the competitive streaming landscape. With the annual shareholder meeting on the horizon, the industry watches closely as these titans clash, each with their own vision for the future of this entertainment juggernaut. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.